我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自创世纪第十二章第一到第十节，我哋会先用广东话，然后用英文一齐读出，亦都欢迎大家一齐跟住我哋读。
Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 10. We will read this in Cantonese, then it will be read in English. You are invited to read along with us.
请坐。
Please sit.
创世纪第十二章第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：你要离开本地、本族、本家和我所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必祝福于他；那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，那年75岁。亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方。摩利像是那里，那是迦南人住在那地。耶和华向亚伯兰显现，说：我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是艾。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的命。后来耶和华又亚伯兰又渐渐迁往南地去，那地高遭遇饥荒，因饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下埃及去，要在那里暂居。
Verse 1: The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you.I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot,all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out to the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem, at the time that Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him.From there, he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued toward Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe.
今日牧师为我传讲的信息是当神呼召亚伯拉罕。
Today's message is given by Pastor Thomas. The title is When God Calls Abram. Good morning, everyone.
好高兴喺呢度再见到大家。
So happy to see all of you here today.
无论喺屋企或者系喺呢度嘅，我哋一同嘅去敬拜神。
whether at home or here, let us worship God together. Because God's grace is sufficient. Whether in the New Testament or in the Old Testament.
所以我現在可以來講,在舊約裡面,尤其在亞伯拉罕的身上,怎樣彰顯他的恩典?
As today we'll be talking about God's work in Abraham in the Old Testament.
我們先一起來祈禱。
First, let us pray.
天父,我們多謝你。
Father, we give you thanks.
你是創造天地萬物的主。
Because you are the creator of the universe.
但你仍然介入去我們人的生命裡面。
But yet you enter into our lives.
你知道我們每一個人每天所經歷的事情。
You know our everyday experiences.
你知道我們現在每一個人心裡所掛慮或者所關心的事情。
You know what our hearts care for and worries about.
但你仍然去顧念我們,亦都去體顧。
But yet you continue to protect and guide us.
叫我們無論我們在哪個地方都能夠一同來到你面前去領受你的話語。
No matter where we are, we can come before you to receive your word.
求主祝福,這樣祈禱是奉主耶穌基督的名求。
May you bless and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 不知道有沒有機會,你要聽一下老人家講一下你自己家族的歷史呢?
I don't know if any of you ever had the chance to hear the history from your ancestors. Many of us may not have the patience. These old stories are long-winded. My grandma once told me.
她說我太嫲,即是great-grandmother,因為沒有生育呢, 所以她要收養一個男孩。
That my great-grandmother, because she was barren, adopted a son.
然後呢,才有我阿爺。
And then after came my grandfather.
我突然間,很有興趣,想聽下去。
And I was very enthusiastic to listen on.
如果我阿爺,當我真的沒有出生的時候,
If my grandfather was not born,
就不會有我爸爸,
then my father would not be here.
更加沒有我和我四兄弟姊妹了。
And of course, that includes myself and my brothers and sisters.
更加不會有我現在,我這個整個家族所經歷或擁有的東西。
Nor my present family and what we have.
一個家族的歷史其實很重要的。
So the history of our ancestors is very important.
所以難怪你在創世記下,這麼多人名,這麼多代的人在那裡。
That's why in Genesis, we're told of many different generations.
當日摩西,他就寫這個創世記。
And Moses, the writer of Genesis.
還有其他四本的摩西五經,都是他寫的。
And the other four books as well.
他寫出來講給那些就來要信入去迦南地的以色列人聽。
He wrote the books for those who are entering into the land of Canaan.
你們個個來到今日,其實是有很長的歷史啊。
You who are here today, it's because you have a long history.
摩西說,你看看,你現在看來好像很多人一樣。
Moses said, look, right now it appears that there are a lot of people.
但在《申命記》第七章第七節這樣說。
But in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7,
耶和華專愛你們,揀選你們,並非因你們的人數多於別民。原來你們的人數在萬民中是最少的,但只因耶和華愛你們,又因要守他向你們列祖所起的誓,就用大能的手領你們出來。
Deuteronomy 7.
It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you. For you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the land, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
如果讲神了拣选的列祖，其实就从讲系从亚伯拉罕嚟开始。
God chose the ancestors for them, starting with Abraham.
然后从佢个仔以撒，跟住就雅各。
And then Abel to Seth.
Isaac and Jacob.
但当日系神呼召亚伯兰，即系亚伯拉罕先前嗰个名啦。 When God called Abram, which is Abraham's name before,
咁佢个妻子咧，佢撒来咧，系佢讲系佢冇生育，佢冇仔女。
His wife Sarai was also barren, no children.
如果佢个太太冇生育嘅时候，佢跟住会点样落嚟？有咁多个人呢？
Because Sarai did not have any children, how was to be that there would be many descendants.
摩西讲话，如果唔系耶和华去爱佢哋，Moses
said, "If it's not for Jesus Christ who loves you,
如果唔系耶和华手佢向亚伯兰咗立嗰个誓约，because
if he did not promise in his covenant,
睇下，睇怕你同我今日都唔喺度噶啦。Let
us see, maybe you and I would not be here as well.
而今日嗰啲佢要带以色列人去进入嗰个迦南地
，and today as he leads the Israelites into the land of Canaan，
正系当日神应许俾亚伯兰嘅第十二章第七节咁样讲嘅。But
it is a promise to Abraham by God in chapter 12, verse 7。
你要去嗰个迦南地嘅神一早已经系藉着亚伯拉罕应许过系要俾你哋噶啦。
That the land you're about to go into was promised to Abraham by God.
And
it tells us here in Genesis that God called Abraham.
And
Abram obeyed the Lord and proceed.
这是亚伯兰他一生信心的功课。This
is Abram's life's work in faith.
亦都是以色列人将要成就神应许之地的信心的功课。This
is also the work for the Israelites, their life's work in faith.
亦都是我们基督徒，我们今日的信心的功课。And
for us, it is our belief, our work in faith.
加拉太书第十五章，唔系，创世记第十五章第六节佢咁样讲。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 6 it says.
十五章，15，创世记第十五章第六节佢咁样讲，佢话因为亚伯兰信耶和华，咁耶和华就以此为他的义。
And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰信耶和华，这句说话唔单止喺亚伯兰同埋佢嘅后代嘅身上都系咁样讲。And
these words were spoken to Abram and those descendants as well.
亦都喺新约嘅时候，我哋成日都见到好多个地方见到呢句嘅说话。And
also we read this in the New Testament many times.
即系话咧，我哋从基督徒同样地因住呢个咁样嘅信。
And also for Christians, it is this belief that we are called to be sons. When Abram did not have any children yet, but he continued to believe in God's promises for his descendants.
加拉太书第三章16节讲话，这个子孙就是基督了。
Galatians 3 verse 16 tells us that it's his offspring who is Christ.
其实就当日亚伯拉罕佢信嗰时候，佢又信神咗赐俾佢嘅嗰儿子就系耶稣基督，而因此佢哋被称为义。
That what Abraham believed was that his offspring one day, who is Christ, and would be son.
就亚伯拉罕因住佢咁样嘅信心，神就听咁保罗就听佢哋为我哋基督徒嘅信心师傅。
It is Abraham's faith that Paul would one day call him the father of faith.
因为我哋有一个共同嘅信心。
Because we have this common faith.
我哋跟住共同嘅信心，佢哋去到神嘅教会嘅里面，无论系旧约嘅时代或者系新约嘅时代。
This common faith is what we enter the church with, whether it's New Testament or Old Testament.
加拉太书第三章第七同第九节佢咁样讲。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 7 tells us, 7 and
9. 所以你们要知道那个以信为本的人，他们就是亚伯拉罕的子孙了。
Know then that those of faith who are the sons of Abraham,
第九节他说，同埋是有信心，那些同埋有信心的亚伯拉罕，一同的去得到福。
And verse 9, it says, so then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
所以我们今天来看亚伯拉罕的信跟我们基督徒是很有关系的，讲同一的功课。
So today as we come to look at Abraham's faith, it reminds us of our faith as well and where it came from.
在创世纪第十二章的时候，就当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候。
So Genesis chapter 12, God calls Abraham.
那时候神究竟在做什么呢？
And what was God doing or has been doing?
就在这个堕落的世界里面，其实神一直在工作。
In this broken world, God continues his work.
他一直在预备着一个敬虔的族类。
He prepares salvation.
Godly race.
He's preparing a godly race.
当亚当夏娃佢拒绝神咗俾佢哋嘅限制嘅时候
，Adam and Eve rebelled against God。
佢哋怀疑神个说话嗰个良善同埋信实。
They doubted God's goodness and truth。
就喺佢哋嘅不信同埋反抗神个里面，佢食咗神禁止佢哋要食嗰个果子。
In their unbelief and rebellion, they ate of the forbidden fruit。
就从那天直到现在
，From that day on forward till now，
世界上所有的问题都是当时那一个的罪行的直接的结果。
All the problems that we face today had that origin。
因为就系世人想要离开神，想要去独立的去生活。
Because man wanted there to be independent and to be free from God。
我们就知道了，这次带来了人和神和人和人之间。
Yes, we know the relationship between man and God.
还有人和自己之间的都带来了 很多的冲突。
And it brought many obstacles and tragedies.
罪使到人要接受神的审判。
Sin caused man to receive the wrath of God.
人被驱逐离开了伊甸园。
Repeat.
人要被驱逐离开了伊甸园。
And man was tossed out of Eden.
就要在个地上去流浪 wandering.
And became a wanderer of this earth.
他要必须要好，他流汗满面才能够得到糊口。
Through his toil and sweat.He lived off the ground.
你跟住睇到好多疾病瘟疫嗰啲问题都跟住而嚟啦。
Disease, pandemic, therefore came.
但神喺审判嘅里面仍然有佢嘅恩典。
But God, in His judgment, has grace.
神喺第创世纪三章第十五节咁去宣告。
God in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 tells us.
佢话穿过女人嘅后裔同埋蛇嘅后裔之间，佢有争战。
That I will put enmity between you and the woman.
咁女人嘅后裔要伤蛇嘅头，蛇就要伤呢个女人嘅脚踭。
and that the offspring of Eve shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
啊，跟住成你睇到成本嘅創世記或者成本嘅聖經啊，其實就講緊有關呢一個女人嘅後裔嘅事情。
So the entire book of Genesis, or even the entire Bible, tells us about this descendant from Eve.
啊，神喺呢個人嘅後裔嘅裏面分別一個敬虔嘅後代出嚟。
And God through the descendants picked out a godly line.
啊，分佢哋成為神嘅子民。
They would be God's people.
啊，佢哋不斷嘅從呢個俗世界啊藐視神嘅人喺度爭戰。
And they would continue to battle with the unbelief of this world.
但喺當中，神應許過話，啊，呢個敬虔嘅後代嘅裏面有一位救主要來臨。
But God promised that through the descendants, a redeemer would come.
啊，咁跟住之後，我哋睇到啊，當亞伯啊俾嗰個人殺死之後
，and then we see that the from the killing of Abel, Seth was born.
啊，神就興起則特 Seth 就俾人有一個新嘅開始。
And through Seth, there's a new beginning for man.
但人個你跟住睇人個罪係幾咁嘅大？人個罪惡仲係幾咁嘅大
？We see how great man's sin is.
以致到神要用洪水嚟毀滅世人。
That God would use the Red Sea to extinguish many.
但佢保留咗喺方舟裡面個挪亞佢一家八個人。
But God through the flood saved the family Noah's.
啊！我再一次以為呢個世界可以有新嘅開始啦。
And therefore maybe it was a new start for man.
人類又再一次嘅翻到舊時嗰個狀態嘅裏面。
But man once again reverted to their old ways.
啊，有個喺嗰度繼續佢人繼續驕傲去犯罪得罪神。
They continue to be prideful and were away from God.
啊，佢哋要話要喺個巴別呢一個嘅地方。
And they were in the city of Babel.
啊，要起一個大城。
They built this great city.
啊，整一個好好嘅塔。高到高上天嗰個高塔
，and they built this tower high to the heavens。
啊，佢哋話：我哋要聚埋一齊，我哋宣揚我哋自己嘅名。
Let us work together and build our names。
啊，我哋見到神再一次去懲罰佢哋。
We see once again how God would punish them。
神同天將降臨，去變亂咗佢哋嘅口音。
God would confound their languages。
從此佢哋又再被分到世界上。
And they were spread across all the lands.
啊，你見到我講咁多嘢嘅係為咗乜咧
？Why am I telling you all these things？
啊，因為佢見到人係不斷嘅去喺度反抗，去背叛神。
Because we see man's continuous rebellion against God.
啊，但係神仍然係向佢施恩典嘅去拯救佢哋。
But God through His mercy and grace continues the rescue.
啊！就嚟到呢個創世記第十二章嘅時候，嚟到一個好重要嘅轉變。
And as we come to Genesis chapter 12, we see an important turning point.
啊！神佢特登要喺亞伯拉罕嘅身上要揀選一個新嘅民族。
And that through the descendants of Abraham, a new people would be born.
啊！佢呼召一個信服佢嘅國度。
He called the obedient.
當神呼召亞伯拉罕嘅時候，啊，佢個原本個名叫亞伯蘭啦。
Yes, when God called Abraham, his name was Abram.
啊，咁亞伯拉罕嗰陣時，佢究竟喺度做緊乜嘢咧
？And at that time, what was Abraham doing?
啊，相信佢都係好忙碌嘅做緊當時每一個人喺個社會文化裡面做緊嗰啲嘢啦。
I believe he was probably busy whatever his society was doing at the time.
啊，你講到亞伯拉罕喺亞伯蘭，佢喺個吾爾呢個城市嘅裏面係長大嘅。
And of course, Abram grew up in a unrighteous city.
啊，喺呢個 city 即係呢個吾爾呢個城市。啊 ，U R。
哦，Ur of Chaldean。
啊，呢個城市係一個拜偶像嘅城市。
Yes, this city were an idiot city that prayed to idols.
啊，好似我哋今日咁樣，今日我每一個人咁嘅樣。
Just as we live in a city.
啊，
We're very busy building our own lives and careers. Their authority and their name. They build their values and they build their securities. Very busy building our human relationship. They believe by building all these securities, then they will have no worries. Because man did not want to be controlled by God. That all their hopes were placed in the present. These are the idols of our heart. And Abraham, in his days, were also chasing after these idols. We see that Abram saw the passing of his brother. The Bible did not tell us how his brother Haran died, but it must have been tragic. And of course, it would bring pain and sorrow to the family. And also, it told us the pain because his wife was barren. But we see that God working in Abram's life was preparing him. God is also preparing you and I. Through our life's experience, whether happy or sad, is preparing us. Today, what are we busy for? Many people believe we have good plans and our life is going well. That those around us are also chasing after their dreams. And we believe that this will bring us security and peace in our lives. But we don't know why. However, our life turns out doesn't seem to fit our thinking or dreams. And we don't feel the happiness in our lives. And we become suspicious. What is our life meaning? We start to see that as we look at things, our perspective is different. It is because God is calling you. That there is turbulence suddenly in our quiet lives. And this whole world is so that it would give us a pause in a busy world to think about. I believe many of you have this experience.
God
Yes, God would use our experiences in our life to speak to us.
神亦都透過我哋嘅聖經對我哋說話。
God would use His Word, the Bible, to speak to us.
本來我哋一啲聖經啊，一啲經文咧，我哋睇過好多次，好似冇乜特別。
Yes, we may have read certain verses many, many times, nothing special.
突然間今日攞嚟睇嘅時候，哇！佢對嚟講好大嘅啟發。
But today, it seems to bring new meaning that awakens us.
喺度挑戰緊我哋嘅人生觀。
It is asking, what are we doing?
挑戰緊我哋點樣睇我哋而家或者我哋死後嗰個世界。
How are we looking at things, and how do we look at life after death?
就喺神呢個咁嘅特別嘅呼召臨到我哋嘅時候。
And when God's special calling is upon us,
我哋嘅生命會有一個好徹底、好徹底嘅改變。
And we have a deep change.
我哋嘅生命嘅方向開始有好大嘅轉變啦。
And our life begins to have a big turning point.
因為神所俾嘅呼召係大大上有能力嘅。
Because God's calling is full of power.
喺第一節講過耶和華對亞伯蘭說。
Because in verse 1, it says, God spoke to Abraham.
这个 set 就正是神起初创造天地的时候，他说说有光就有光那个说。
It says, God commands or said, let there be light, and there was light.
就是那个 set, 就是那个说话那个说同一个字。神是用来创造这个这个大能来创造这个天地。
It is with a word said that the universe was created.
神说话的时候，使到这个混乱变得有秩序。
When he spoke, order came out of chaos.
这个死亡能够得到个生命。
That there was life within death.
这个光同黑暗照出来的大能。
That the light which pierced darkness shines on us as well.
喺嗰度改變我哋嘅心思同埋我哋嘅意念。
To change our will and our thinking.
都喺我哋聽到神俾我哋呼召嘅時候，我哋去甘心，我起嚟，我哋甘心樂意嘅去跟隨神。
And when God calls us, we should be willingly come to God.
这一个是我们每一个基督徒的信心的经验。
This is the Christian's faith's beginning.
也就是当日神给亚伯兰的特别的呼召。
It is also the special calling to Abraham by God at that time.
耶和华就是Yahweh呢，是圣经讲到这一位的神。
Yahweh is this God.
他讲到他这一位神在立约。
That this is a God of covenant and promise.
在第十二章的第一到第三节呢，创世纪十二章第一到第三节呢，神的呼召呢，是带着立约的命令和应许。
That in Genesis 12 verse 1 to 3, this calling brings a covenant and a promise.
佢第一講到咧神個呼召咧，佢入邊佢講到神嘅命令。
That this calling contains a command.
那個命令佢就喺第一節，佢話：話你要離開本地本族父家。
That you are to leave your family and your nation.
要離開，其實即係話咧，離開咗你現有生活中所有嘅一切嘅嘢。
You are to leave all the things that you have that gives you your identity.
本族同埋父家嚇，又即係代表咗我哋人嗰個身份。
A family's household and people, that means that's your identity.
代表咗我係。我係邊一家人出嚟嘅？我姓麥啊！我屬於喺呢個家裡面嘅嗰個人。
This family last name Muck. I'm part of that. Muck is our family.
即係包括一向以嚟亞伯朗所建立起嚟嘅名聲，佢嘅地位。
And also that covers what he achieved in his name as fame.
他一向建立起來受過尊敬 honor.
And what he has built for himself to bring honor.
但現在他說叫他離開去到另外一個沒有人認識你的地方。
And now you are asked to leave all that behind to a place where no one knows you.
當一切都要從頭來過。
And you would have a new beginning.
我們第一代的移民真的很知道這是一個什麼滋味。
Probably the first generation immigrants know what that feels like.
第二他就要求亞伯蘭要離開這個地。
Second is that Abraham must leave his country.
這個地方就是說什麼呢?好像離開這個地,這個地就是說亞伯拉罕所當日所處的地方。
Means this country or this land, a place where he lived.
我們都好像亞伯蘭那樣,是一個周圍充滿拜偶像的一個地方。
We, like Abraham, live in a place where there are many idols all around us.
就在那裡的時候,這個呼召真的好像一個悔改、改變的呼召。
And there came God's calling, as though it was for repentance.
叫我們反省,我們現在究竟在生活是在什麼情況裡面?
To look at our secular life and see what we are doing.
其實我們每一個人,自從出生到現在,Each
of us, from birth till now,
我們都被我們這個世界周圍的世界觀很深深地影響我們。
That we are influenced greatly by what's in this secular world.
我們怎樣看我們人自己的價值?
How do we look our values?
我們怎樣看我們的信仰?
How do we look at our beliefs?
但是神要亞伯拉罕離開這個地是一個很遠離神的世俗文化。
And God wants Abraham to leave this city to be distant from.
是一個要他離開的一個很高舉人自己的一個文化。
To leave this secular world where they lifted up the individual to a high place.
我們停下來想,到底我現在在這裡的生活能夠帶到我們去哪裡呢?
And we think, where or what will bring us from this present place?
當聖靈的呼召使到我們去頂不過來的時候,
But when the Holy Spirit calls and awakens us,
我們開始發覺原來這種生活根本滿足不了我們的靈魂。
We see that the life that we live now cannot save our spirit.
只會帶給我們更多的混亂和不安。
That it brings us no peace and more confusion.
帶給我們更多的嫉妒和記恨, hatred.
It brings us more jealousy and hatred.
帶來很多的在驕傲和苦讀的裡面。
It brings more foolishness and failures.
所以神就在那裡這樣去呼召亞伯拉罕去出來。
It is there that God calls Abraham to leave.
亞伯拉罕轉身要去歸向神。
Abraham would turn towards God.
在神面前去承認我們自己的愚蠢和失敗。
He would accept his failure and foolishness.
承認我們對神的叛逆。
That he would accept his rebellion from God.
在那裡,亞伯蘭就很深地知道,除了他要向神呼求之外,
Abraham realizes that he must go to God.
向神呼求恩典和憐憫之外,他就沒有其他方法可以得到拯救。
That he would ask for grace and mercy because there's no other place to get it.
跟着呼召的命令就是什么呢? 跟着他第三点就是说他要去我所要指示你的地方去。
And the result is God's command is he needs to go to the land that God told him to go.
在伯来书第十一章咁样讲。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it tells us.
佢当阿伯拉罕佢出去嘅嗰时候。
That when Abraham was leaving.
佢就唔知道究竟佢要，都唔知道佢要去边度。
He didn't know where he was going.
但佢知道佢，但佢只系知道咧，佢等候紧一个有根基嘅城。知啲
坟地。He knows that he is to go to this city that has a foundation.
系呢个城，呢个城，我等紧嘅系神咗，呢一个系神咗建造嘅城。
That this city was a designer and builder is God.
于是佢向住上帝嗰度行咗去。
Therefore, he turned towards God.
在这一切的事情上他信靠神
And through these events he trusted God
因为这个世界非我家
Because in this world there's nothing can be trusted
神的呼召也都带着他的应许
But this calling also brings promises
在第二至到第三节那里讲到这神有六样东西
It tells us in verse 2 and 3, there are six things.
我第一就话，神应许佢名咧，我必使你成为大国。
God said that I will make you into a great nation.
亚伯拉罕先要离开佢自己个屋企同埋呢个佢嗰个地方。
Abraham knows he is to leave his home, his land.
如果系咁样嘅时候，佢又冇地，又冇仔女。
If that is the case, wherever he's going, he has no land, no children.
何来有一个有势力成为一个大国呢?
How is he to have power, to have a new kingdom or new city?
这个真的很考验亚伯拉罕的信心。
This is a test of his faith.
但是他并没有因为不信而去投降。
But he did not surrender to unbelief.
反而因为信，佢嘅心里头佢得到坚固。
In fact, his heart was strengthened.
第二，佢话我必赐福给你。
He says, "I will bless you."
喺古时候，神嘅福气包括啲乜嘢咧？
What does that include? His blessing.
就包括生活上物质嘅丰富啦。
Yes, the material things in his life.
生养众多啦。
He would have more.
有神的保护啊，有神的爱护。
God's love and God's protection.
神是叫亚伯兰去离开他自己的父亲。
And God asked Abram to leave his own family, his parents.
但在同一时候，神自己要做亚伯拉罕的父亲。
But at the same time, God would be Abraham's father.
要他在同天父那里成就那个父团子嗰个嘅祝福
，that they he would receive this blessing and inheritance from God
俾要佢领袖嘅，比佢同佢自己嘅父亲所领袖嘅祝福更加嘅大
，and that he would receive much more blessing than he would from his own parents。
第三佢话叫你的名为大
，third thing is I will make your name great。
頭先我講，當你離開咗你嘅家鄉嘅時候，你失去咗你嘅名分同埋你嘅身份啦。
Yes, we said that when you leave your own land and place, you've lost your identity and your name.
更何況亞伯拉罕佢冇兒子嘅時候，佢若唔會嘅後世去留名嘅 legacy。
And of course, with Abraham not having any children, there would be no legacy.
但是神是跟住后边讲话，神俾佢一个新嘅名字。
But God would give him a
由亚伯兰嗰变咗俾个新嘅名字，叫佢亚伯拉罕。
He would give him a new name. He would call him Abraham.
亚伯拉罕嘅意思就话即多国之父。
And the meaning of Abraham is father of many nations.
事实上咧，我哋今日见到好多嘅民族咧。都是以亚伯拉罕为他们的祖先。
Yes, we see many countries and people, they too are, they call Abraham father of nations.
更加的神要给他一个新的身份。
And God gives him a new identity.
这个身份就是他叫做信心之父。
And that is, he is the father of faith. Because in God's plan of redemption, it is an important step. And you are to be the fourth thing is you are to be a blessing to others. We see that the blessing includes a responsibility. This responsibility is to spread the goodness of God to others. And the fifth thing is, I will bless and I will curse.
你有没有觉得这句话很奇怪呢?
Do you find this strange?
一个超越万有的神,
in this sovereign and powerful God,
竟然愿意, 这个自己 available, 介入去人的生命里面,
that this supreme God would be available to enter into people's lives.
人那个人平时要做到经历的事，佢都喺里面去介入，去一同嘅去经历。
That what man experiences, God would enter their lives and experiences as well.
啊，呢位同人立约嘅神，
this God that makes a covenant with us.
啊，佢自愿嘅背起孭起一个嘅责任。
He would put this task upon himself.
啊，就系话咧。 去同人去一齊去經歷呢個榮耀同埋羞辱，
that he would with man enter into this
glory and shame. Yeah. 喂，世人點樣對待亞伯拉罕同佢嘅後人？
How did the people treated Abraham and his descendants?
無論係祝福佢或者咒詛佢都好，
whether it's a blessing or a curse.
當人咁樣做嘅時候，佢就 其實係佢哋做，即係點樣去對待緊佢哋嘅神。
And that's how they would act towards their God.
Wow. 呢個只係顧自己嘅呢個自我呢個世代嘅裏面，啲人聽都未聽過嘅。
Wow, in this individualistic society, no one has heard of this.
神竟然降卑佢自己去苦咒人，去怜悯人。
That God would descend and be like us to help us.
尤其喺佢儿子耶稣基督降生嘅里面去睇得到。
And we can see this through the work of his son, Jesus Christ.
但世人仍然嘅喺度拒绝神。
But man continues to rebel against God.
第六嘅地上嘅万族， 都要因你得福。
So that all people on earth will be blessed through you.
基督，即系讲到，圣经讲到呢个女人嘅后裔。
When the Bible talks about the descendants of Eve,
即系讲到系基督，就系嗰个神将应许俾亚伯拉罕嗰个子孙。
Jesus Christ is the offspring that was promised.
他成全了拯救整个世界的神，拯救整个世界的计划。
He fully accepted God's plan of salvation for man.
这个计划不是只是拯救，不是只是给以色列人的。
It is not a rescue plan only for the Israelites.
在加拉太书3章第8节这么说。
In Galatians chapter 3, verse 8, it tells us,
他说，并且圣经既然预先看明，神是要爱邦人，都可以因信听义，所以他就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都要因你得福。
And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed.
在神的计划里面，他不是只是拣选亚伯拉罕这一族人。
In God's plan of salvation, Abraham's people were not the only ones chosen. But it is through Abraham's people that the rest of the world can hear God's good news. So God calls his church. Whether it is Old Testament church or New Testament church. To call the church to be his witness. To be a blessing to people. We see that through Abraham's belief, he lived a life of faith. He was obedient to God's word, and therefore he left. But we know that he was not perfect. We see his failures. Today we only talked about verse 1 to 3. We will continue further in future sermons. Even though Abraham was not perfect, but God continues to use him. Continues to bless him. Even though Abraham was not perfect, but through him, a perfect one, Jesus Christ, would come and do perfect work.
圣经讲基督他完全的信服神的旨意。
Scripture tells us that Jesus Christ was perfectly obedient to God.
他舍弃天上的荣华来到这个世界上过一个信服的生活。
He left his glory in heaven and came to this earth to be obedient.
希伯来书第五章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8.
他说, 他虽然是儿子,但他还是因了受过苦难,学了顺从。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered.
在基督里面,他实现了神应许给亚伯拉罕的事。
In Jesus Christ, there what God promised Abraham.
耶稣基督为人的罪,他被钉在十字架上面。
And because of man's sin, Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. So that many with sin would be purchased to belong to God. And many would receive the blessing and hope of God. And God would give Jesus the name above all names. And that in the heavens there would be many from all over the world. And they would come before the throne of God and worship together. When we look at Scripture and we see the life of faith that Abraham lived, we should be amazed of God's grace because he is faithful and keeper of the covenant. Not because of how great we are. Great is God Himself. We, like Abraham, have received much blessing. But our homework is repent and believe.
Trust and obey.
trust and obey.
Yeah.
When Abraham through faith took a step, God would continue to bring him. We know that we are just sojourners or wanderers on this earth. We know that things that we held tight, we can let go. We have the strength to face our losses. Because we know this world is not our home. All that we have are temporal. One day, the most precious thing in our lives would fade. We continue to have faith and walk towards our home.
走到那天, 我们来到天父的家的门口的时候,
till we arrive at God's home.
来到那天的时候, 不再有眼泪, 不再有死亡。
When we arrive at God's home, there will be no longer tears and death and pain.
我们今天在忙什么呢?
What are we so busy for?
神今天给我们的呼召又是什么呢?
And what is God calling each of us for?
请大家唱这支歌, 叫阿伯拉罕的神。
Let us come and sing together When God Called Abraham.
Thank you.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise thee.
你唔单止系亚伯拉罕嘅神。
Not only are you Abraham's God.
你都系我哋每一个去信靠你嘅神。
You are each of us who depends on you. You
are there. 求主你教导我哋更多嘅信靠你。
May you continue to teach us to be obedient.
在我们在世的生活上，我们要将我们更多的依靠你。
That as we live our lives on earth, may we be more and more obedient to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.